Hi, y'all. Welcome to season two of the Mad City Moms podcast. This is your host, Jamie Toe. Each week, I highlight a local business owner, talk about events going around the city, aka Mad City, gossip about pulp culture, which is my favorite part, and always end with a mom life story. Hope y'all enjoy. Hi, y'all. Happy Wednesday. It's Jamie, and I'm so excited to have Shannon Carruthers with us tonight.
Hi, everyone.
Yay. Welcome, Shannon. So I was trying to figure out, like, what title you should have tonight, because you just got a new one, the Successful Mama podcast. That's, like, your newest title. You're a podcaster. And then you're a success coach.
That's right.
Tiny Habits for Mamas. So what other hats do you wear?
You know, I would say just the normal, like, mom. I feel like that one is the big hat that, like, covers all things. But yeah, I also work with businesses on habits, but it's all under, like, a habit coach, success coach. So I'm still trying to figure out the exact title because my business is newer. So, but I think you've got it down. You've got it covered.
So welcome. Let's cheers.
Let's cheers.
Hey, mommy. Okay, so before we, as always, before we get started, tell us just a little bit about yourself, your family, married, where do you live,
In the area? Sure, I live in Madison.
No, give your full address, no one's going to come stalk you.
Oh gosh, thank goodness. So I live in Madison with my husband, Will. We are coming up on 15 years, which is crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel really old in saying that. Like, but we have two amazing little boys. They are 5 and 7. They keep things interesting and keep us on our toes, but they're wonderful. What else? We've got two little senior dogs who are 14, our little teenagers. And I started my business in October. I'll tell my story in a bit, but all things kind of led to that. And so I started my business in October, and now I get a chance to work with moms, like you said, doing, you know, just helping them create an intentional life they love. And we use habits, focus on habits, because I feel like that makes up the majority of our lives and our decisions. And so, and then now, like I said, I'm also doing podcasting. So that's really fun.
How do you have time for all this, Shannon?
I don't.
I saw your post before we're going off script. I saw your post before you launched, and I was like, I can't believe she's staying up all night. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah. I haven't done that since college.
I hadn't either, and I did not plan to stay up all night. Like, I worked on it for days beforehand. So many hours, you know, so many hours go into creating this. But I think I just had this big vision for it. And so I wanted to do all these things. Well, then as I got closer to the end of the night, it was like, I'm not going to get all this done. And it was one of those things where I was just in the zone, you know, it was like in that mode, and I wasn't worried about anything else. And I just, looked up, and it was 4:30 in the morning, which is when I usually get up.
Yes.
I had been up at 4:30.
I can't believe you actually went back to sleep. Like, I just was like, I would have called
it. No, at that point, so I'm going to lay on the couch just for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And my, as it literally, I'm in the midst of sitting down, and my youngest son is like, Mama.
Oh God.
So I go, and I'm like, okay, you know what? It took me back to the infant stage when, like, you think you're going to get rest, but then you don't.
Yes.
And so I went and laid with him for a few minutes. And as I'm getting to sleep, finally, my dog comes in and starts whining to go out. It was that kind of night.
Oh, but it's okay. Gosh.
It was totally
fine. Did you get caught up on your, did you go to take a nap the next day?
The next day I got a full hour. Now,
oh my gosh,
but Shannon. It was, I know, and I feel like I should have been exhausted, but I think like, just so the adrenaline, I was excited, I was just
like Christmas morning,
it
a
was
little
great,
bit.
And I didn't feel tired, so
that's great, that's great. Okay, so I just wanted to tell everybody how we met, So, I can't remember now that we say that if we met at the tech thing or we met at South and Pine.
No, we met at South and Pine.
Okay.
So the day of, I actually was online. I may have seen it on like the Huntsville Moms calendar. And I was like, oh, there's this event for
this
a podcast.
This is talking about season two at South and Pine of Mad City Moms.
Yes. So I was like, oh, there's this event and there's this podcaster who's in Madison. I'm going to start a podcast soon. I didn't have a date then. I just knew it was coming. And so I was like, I should probably go to that. And I called my husband and I was like, this is tonight. I know it's short notice. He was like, no, you definitely need to go. So he grabbed the kids and it's I came. I didn't know anybody, but I got there and I did.
Yeah.
You know, but I was coming by myself. I didn't expect to know people.
So. That's so amazing.
Such a fun story. Yeah. I'm so glad I came.
I'm so glad you came. There's like a couple other women that came that like no idea. Like we met like that night too. Yeah. And it was amazing. For some reason, I thought you were at the, I think it's maybe you mentioned it, like the Huntsville.
The Women in Tech?
Yes.
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 So I was probably there, but we didn't know
each other.
But I will be at the one coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. So I don't even know how to get started with questions for you because, y'all, I was on Shannon's podcast, so it's my episode is coming up.
Coming soon.
And so you asked like really great questions.
Thank you. So
it inspired some of my questions, one of my questions for you. But I'm just so impressed with how like you've handled the launch and like even like your emails and your communication and everything is just like so professional and top notch. And I'm just so kudos to you. So I need to cheers you.
I so appreciate
it. Yeah, you can tell how much work you're putting into it and it's really impressive. Mm. So really good job. So what made you even want to start? Like, let's go back to like being a success coach.
Okay.
Like, what made you even want to do that?
So this, I think I'll start by saying, I think when I say I'm a success coach, it makes people automatically feel like I'm judging them for their habits.
I'm unsuccessful. Yeah. So help me.
So, but the truth is me starting in this, you know, in this area was out of my own need. It was out of my story because I needed this so much and I had to learn about it for myself.
Okay.
And so that's what led me here. So if we go back to, I was a stay-at-home mom with two kids under two and I was literally just drowning. My husband was on swing shift. So I was at my house all the time with these babies and I loved it and I loved being a mom, but I was just drowning.
Yeah.
And so much of that had to do with the way my house was. There was clutter everywhere. There was, I didn't have good habits in place. And that was long before my kids came around. It was not because I was a mom. It was, there's this thing that you're struggling with. And then now that you're a mom, it's amplified.
Totally.
And I think all moms actually go through something similar. It's now, as a coach, I know that it's called matrescence.
Okay.
There's a name for it.
Okay.
And so if you're a mom and you're struggling and you're trying to figure out, you know, I'm not this person that I was before. Now I've had a kid. I'm a new person. That transition is called matrescence. And a lot of the times what happens is that brings up past trauma. It brings up things that you struggle with, things that you're dealing with, because you're trying to learn how to do all of that and also mother these new little people.
Mm-hmm.
It can feel really overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so I think that number one, moms need to know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's normal for you to go through that. And you go through it with every child you have.
Okay.
You know, it's a transition that you should go through. You're not the same person that you were before.
Right.
You know? And so, anyway, out of that, one day, eventually, in that whole process, you know, my house is a mess. I would go through this cycle of walk in, be angry. I was so mad. Yes. Everything's a disaster. I felt so frustrated. So I'd be like, okay, this is it. I'm going to do something. I'm going to clean up. I'm going to, you know, handle this.
Yes.
And I would look around and I would feel so overwhelmed because I had no idea where to start. So then the shame would set in. The guilt would set in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would feel depressed. I would feel anxious. I had panic attacks regularly during this time frame. And the whole cycle would start again because I wouldn't do anything because I didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
And so that cycle repeated itself over and over again until one day I literally had a breakdown in my kitchen floor. I was holding Gray, my youngest son, my newborn baby. And I just remember like I slid down my kitchen cabinets and I just sobbed.
Oh, Shannon.
And it was really hard. And I just knew that there had to be more to life than this. Like I had to figure something out because what I was doing was not working.
Yeah.
And again, now I recognize that's totally normal. But
yeah.
Then I had no idea. And I was keeping it all to myself. I wasn't telling everybody this. I was showing my cute baby.
Right. You're posting like, how cute is my baby?
Absolutely. And
yeah.
So nobody knew this except my poor husband, who I was just angry, you know,
yeah.
and taking it out on him. So anyway, I basically decided that day, I had no idea how, I knew I couldn't change something big, but if I could just do a little bit every single day, eventually that would have to add up.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, becoming obsessed again with learning. Like, I wanted to know, why am I doing these things? What, you know, what is causing this? And why do I keep going back to this? And eventually that led to my love of habits. And, you know, it makes up such a big part of our day. And now I can see all of that and how it played a part in my story. So that's where it comes from, was just out of my own necessity in my life.
That's amazing. And just from following, just from like knowing you and following you already, I've started to think about it that way, because it is like a huge undertaking, like to think about cleaning, like just an example, your house. It's just yes. like a small,
just an example. Just yeah, one small absolutely. Example. This can be applied to anything.
It can be applied
but
to
cleaning
anything.
Is an easy
but
thing
like
to
you
go
just
to.
Think about how much needs to be done.
Yes.
That you're just like, I it's just too overwhelming.
Yeah. So why start?
Why start? Why? So I totally get it. That's such a good analogy, like about doing that. Okay. I'm going to take this. Okay. So I'm kind of going to move around.
Yeah. You're good.
So, on your new podcast, mm-hmm. let's share what it is.
Okay. The podcast is called Successful Mama.
Yay.
Yay. Because, another little side story. I was rocking. This all goes back to Gray. I'm going to talk about him more than anything, but
love that name, by the way.
Thank you. I was rocking him to sleep one night. I knew essentially once I started all of these changes that I couldn't be the only one going through this. And
right.
I started sharing little bits with other moms, and they started saying, oh yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah. I struggle with that too. And so I thought podcasts play such a huge part in my story, in learning how to do some of those things, because that was what I could do while I had my babies and they were tiny. I could turn on a podcast and hit play and still do the stuff that I had to do around the house. So,
yeah.
So much of my journey I learned through podcasts. And so I thought, well, if I need this, other moms need this too. So maybe
yeah.
I can bring that to them through a podcast.
Yeah.
And this is when he's like 2 and he's 5 now, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute. And one night I was rocking him and I thought, successful mama. That's it. Because success looks more than one way.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to decide for yourself what that looks like and how to create that life that you want to live. So anyway, the podcast, I got sidetracked, but the podcast is about defining what success looks like for you in your life. And I'm going to share interviews with moms, incredible moms like you.
Yes.
Who are living out success in a way that they have defined for themselves. Not necessarily what somebody else is doing, but what matters to them.
It's so hard not to compare yourself to, like, that's
yes.
like the Achilles heel. Like, even as a podcaster, like, I'm so supportive of, like, you starting one, but, like, you can't help but, like, compare.
Right.
Like, I was like, well, Shannon does it this way. Should I do it this way? No.
No.
Keep doing it
you
the way
do
that
you
were doing
absolutely.
It.
You're doing amazing.
And then, like, you know, we had, like, a little podcast meetup, and, like, everyone does things differently, but I really, like, appreciate, like, your method. But it makes you like think, and I'm happy that we're like supporting and,
yes.
But
well, and I'll add this too, because Erica Despain said this in the episode with her. She's like, comparison, it's, you know, you don't want to compare yourself, but also sometimes it helps drive you to do things better.
Yes.
Because when you're comparing and you're going, oh, well, Jamie does this and I really like how she does this, maybe I should do that. It might push you to do more than if you didn't have something to compare.
Right.
So I like that spin on it too, because I'm big on pushing against the comparison game, but I do like that little twist she
yes,
added in.
I like that too. And I think right now, like, it's just so wide open for podcasts, because like what you said, like, you can listen to them anytime, anywhere,
yes.
as long, like, if little ears, depending on what the topic
right,
is.
Right.
But for the most part, we're in car lines, we're in line, you know, we're doing stuff, and it's good to have something on.
For
so,
sure.
Okay, so it's all about success. So you asked me this question, so I'm going to ask you, what do you consider, like, how do you consider success? Like, what do you think you're, like, how would you define success for yourself?
I'm used to asking other people.
I know.
This.
I was like, I'm going to get her back for
that's
this.
So good. You did good. I saw this question. I was like, okay, she got me here. Okay. So success to me, I think, number one is that relationships are the most important thing.
Okay.
My people are what matters most to me. And I want my family to know that they are number one before anything else. You're replaceable at work. You're replaceable most places in your life, but you're not replaceable with your people. And so I always want people to come before other things. So that's number one.
Okay.
But then also, the next big thing to me is just that I live my life in a way that my boys are learning and I guess just being able to see some of the things that I have taught them coming out in the way they act.
Like helping you clean up the other night?
Helping me clean up the other night, yes. My Asher, my oldest, he saw me washing dishes and he was like, Mama, sit down over there. Let me do that for you.
I cannot believe that.
It was the sweetest
thing. I
mean,
I can. That's amazing.
And then he was like, can you show me how to wash this? He didn't even know how. He just wanted to take over for me, which melted me.
Seriously.
Another thing that I thought of when I read this question and really thought back about this was when my boys were in pre-K, you know, in mom's morning out, every morning when we were in Carline, we would have this little list of mantras. We would say, I am brave, I am strong, I'm capable, I'm kind, you know, I'm a good friend,
that.
I'm a leader. We went through this list like 1,000 miles long and they can just spout them off. So fast forward to this past fall, we went to, what is it called? GoFar USA in Decatur.
Okay.
It's an amazing place to go and take your kids. It's like an outdoor play. Go.
Okay.
Like, it's amazing.
Okay.
We had no idea it would be so fun, but it really was. Anyway, we took him and he has always had this like fear of not being in control of his body. Like movement. He never liked swings. He never liked anything. So a zip line was completely out of the question.
Okay.
Every time we've ever asked him. There, they have these huge zip lines, which you have to pay for. We didn't do those. But they have a decent sized zip line in the park, and then they have these little bitty ones that, or this little bitty one in the kids area. So we passed the bigger one, and my oldest son is just over and over and over again riding it. My youngest is like, no way, not doing that. We make our way over to the kids area, and there's one that's tiny, and he starts doing it, and he does it over and over and over and over again. And so I thought, well, that's great. He's doing the zip line. Like, I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
We walked past the bigger zip line and he grabbed my hand. He said, Mama, I think I want to do that one. I was like, okay. He said, can you help me? And I said, absolutely. Because one of the things that we're big on is like, ask for what you need. We tell them that all the time. Ask for what you need. So I go and I help him. He's really scared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we say, you can do hard things, you can, you know, and he does it.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part, the part that makes me, like, I will get emotional telling this part.
I'm getting emotional just hearing
okay,
this.
Okay, it gets even better. So, he's walking back, and he's tiny. He's little bitty for his age,
yeah.
even. And he's dragging this, you know, seat with him. And I was like, oh, do you want me to help you? You're going to go again? And he's like, no, I can do it myself. It's like, okay. He gets up there and he's so scared. I can tell. I can just see he is so nervous. And I'm close enough because I thought he was going to ask me to help him. And I hear him whisper. He said, I'm brave. I'm strong. I'm capable. And then he pushed off.
Shit!
And I was just like, that was one of the proudest moments as a mom.
Seriously.
Like, it just melts me every time I think of that.
Yes. What a good job you are doing with them.
Thank you.
Oh,
they're amazing on their own. But that, you know, just teaching them for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That was amazing. I love that. Yes. Oh my gosh. Podcast is over. I don't even know what else to say
thank
now.
You for coming. Yeah.
That's so good. Oh man, I'm gonna start doing those. We have some affirmations, but not like that. That's really good.
Well, we may have said them so many times now that anytime we still do them in Carline, but now I get the Mom, I'm everything, okay? I'm everything. That's what my oldest always says. My youngest will still say them, but my oldest is like, Mom, it's, you know, he's just annoyed with
it. Yeah, that's so funny. Okay, so what's your goal for the podcast?
I have so many, but I think the biggest one is just to reach moms where they are, to remind them, you know, I don't want the podcast to be just a lineup of these people who seem to be living perfect lives.
Yeah.
I don't want just the highlights. Like, I want to talk about where did you mess up? You know, what was the hard part for you? What were your struggles? Because I think as moms, a lot of the time we feel like we're alone. Like we feel like we're on this island and nobody else is dealing with the same struggles that we are. Mm-hmm. When in reality they are, they're just not talking about it.
Right.
And we're not talking about it either. No. And so nobody knows.
Right.
And so I just want to encourage moms to, number one, remind them they're not alone. You know, there are other people who are dealing with the same things that you are, and to inspire them and encourage them, because these are incredible moms who have gone through things, who have done things, who are just living lives that I think are so successful in different ways.
Yeah.
And just letting moms know that you can define what you want for your life, but you have to do that. You have to think about, okay, what brings me joy? What do I want for my life?
Yeah.
Because if you don't take the time to be intentional, your life's going to be decided for you.
Yeah.
It's going to come whether you set that intention or not. So reminding moms, like, it's so important to be intentional and decide what you want for your life.
Right.
And it doesn't have to look like everybody else.
I feel like I'm getting a coaching session right now, honestly. Y'all, this feels so good. Like, I have so many ideas right now. So many things I'm thinking about.
I love it. I'm so glad.
And I've been listening to the podcast. And I want to get that planner.
Yeah.
That your first guest talked about. Like, just, maybe I just need to make one for myself. Like, doing 10 minutes of, like, because.
Okay, so let me preface this and say, this is a planner with Passionate Penny Pincher is who the planner is made by.
Yes, sorry.
No, you're good. And so it has a bunch of checklists. It's mm-hmm. got a checklist for literally everything. And then it also has like a daily checklist. So you do this thing every day, you know, do this, this, and this, and it's got it laid out for you. And if you just do a few minutes and check those things off your list, then by the end of the week, you know, your house stays looking clean.
Yes.
And by the way, just so you know, there is, if you go to shannoncarruthers.com/PPP, which my boys giggle when I say that.
You said
yes. But if you go there, there is a link to their website, and there you can use the code Shannon Carruthers, all one word.
Okay.
And it's all listed on the website. So
okay.
shannoncarruthers.com/PPP. That's
there. You go, girl. Okay. So real quick, when you go record at Shannon's, it's at her parents' house, which she talks about. And there's a fish tank there.
Yes.
And I'm obsessed because I have a fish tank. And this is part of my problem, Shannon, is because I used to show off my fish all the time because the fish tank was new. And after a while, it just gets grimy and disgusting. Yes. And my husband's like, you're putting too much food in. And I'm like, but they're hungry. And
I feel
like,
that way about myself.
Like, I'm like, I want to make sure they're good. Yeah. Like, you know, and so there's like, you know, food on the bottom that's kind of turning into algae. And it's like the biggest pain in my butt. And it looks horrible. And so when I saw your parents' aquarium, I was like, that looks so clean. How are they getting it so clean? And so when I listened to the podcast, I was like, I just need. So today I was like, I'm going to put my phone down. 15 minutes.
Set your timer.
And I'm going to set my timer.
Yes.
And I'm going to clean that fish tank as well as I can for 15 minutes.
I'm so proud of you.
I was so proud of myself, Shannon. And so, I mean, it still doesn't look great, but it looks a lot better than it did yesterday and the day before.
Yes.
And so I'm like, if I just can add that in, because it does get grimy, y'all, like to have these fish in there. Like, it's not like all beautiful, like how you think a fish tank is going to be. It's a lot of work.
Right.
So anyway,
I just
had to give you that example.
That's amazing. I will say, so my mom's husband, Scott, he loves his fish. That it was a big thing. Like, he had to have this fish tank, and my boys love going to look at it.
Yeah. Well, of course I got it for Evan, but I'm the only one that's like doing anything for it.
But it does. It's so much work. Like, it's they've had so many times where they've had this happen or they've had that happen, and it's like, I mean, that's overwhelming.
Yes.
So I can imagine feeling.
It just feels like it's never going to get clean. It's like one of the other things in the house.
One thing at a time. Setting a timer, that's a big thing at our house, is we actually call super fast cleanup.
Okay.
Have you seen my? Yeah, I saw it.
Super
fast cleanup.
Great.
And so essentially, I got my boys involved. We started doing this when they were tiny. And we would turn on this, we have a fun song that we use every time because they love it. And it's become associated with that. But you turn up really loud music and you set your timer for 15 minutes and you just clean as much as you can. And they have fun doing it. It becomes a game for them. And then it's great for you too, because you don't get distracted in the process.
Yeah.
So that's a tool that we use regularly at our house.
Love it. Cannot recommend enough. Okay. So last question, what else do you want to share? Like anything? I know that's like a huge thing, but what do you want to share before we talk about other things? Like about your business, yourself? We're going to talk about where everybody can find you, of course.
Yeah.
I'll put that out there.
I would just say that, number one, go listen to the podcast. It's wonderful.
Listen to the podcast, I'm so y'all. Proud of it. I can't tell you enough. Your graphics, like your posts, like everything.
Thank you. You're killing it.
So proud of you, Shannon.
Thank you so much. So listen to the podcast, The Successful Mama. But also I would just say that if you are interested in, you know, coaching for yourself as a mom, I know that that's something that we're kind of seeing more of, but if you've never thought about it, or maybe you have, and you're interested in learning more, you can reach out and contact me, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Or if you have a business, I do Habits in the Workplace and do like a workshop with your team and talking about processes and systems and how important those are. And that's something that I've been trying to get in place with the podcast. And that was part of what took so long is that I want to have those systems in place. I want to have the emails written and the graphics ready, where now it took a lot of work to get it set up. But it's then as like I go along, it's easy.
Machine.
You just dump it in and it goes. Yeah. So setting up processes is challenging in the beginning, or changing your habits is hard in the beginning. But eventually the benefit of that is it creates space in your life to do the things that you do want to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Amen.
Good job, girl.
Thank you. Last year's for that,
oh, yes.
That section.
Hey,
sorry.
Mommy.
Hey, mommy, making you drink. Wednesday night is for wine.
There you go.
I
like it. Wine Wednesday.
Okay, let's move into Mad City. So, if you're a regular listener of the podcast, you might be aware of the fact that my son doesn't like to be at places for a long time. He, like, will go someplace and then immediately say he's ready to leave. It's very embarrassing. Anyway. And it's hard for me to, like, punish him or, like, get onto him, because, like, he normally will give an excuse. Like, he's sick and so I want to leave him.
Right.
Or, you know, I don't want him. Anyway, it's a whole thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
So this past weekend, we had nothing. Well, we had something planned on Sunday, but we had nothing planned on Saturday. So I was like, Friday night, what do you want to do? Like, normally he's like, nothing. You know, I want to stay home.
Is he a homebody?
He's a homebody, which I can't fault him for, because I'm a homebody.
Yes.
Like, he's got
my boys
it from
are
me.
Yes.
Like, when since he's a baby, like, we stay home.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't let him out of the house until he was like 5 years old. No, I'm just kidding. He did go to daycare and get sick every week. But before that, besides that, he only went to daycare at his pawpaw and Ginger's house and my house. Like, literally, that was it.
Right.
And we would tiptoe our way into play dates, you know, and I was just like, I don't know what it was. I think now that in retrospect, not to turn this, but like I had a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
and
anyway.
We talk about that on the Successful Mama podcast when your episode comes
out,
just
like,
so you know.
I had a lot of anxiety about getting him out. Anyway, I'm better, especially this podcast has brought a lot out of me. Okay, back to the original. Yes. What do you want to do this weekend? He says, I want to go painting.
Ooh.
And I'm like, this is the best news I've heard all
day,
all week. Let's go painting. And so right across the street, right where my husband, Cork and Crest Restaurant, is that Wine and Design. And I love Maria.
Maria is so great.
She's been a podcast guest before.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that one.
Yeah, she's awesome. It was like in the beginning.
Okay.
It was definitely season one.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's so great, though.
She's great. And so I like went to the Wine and Design website. Sure enough, there's a class that we can take. She has open, but she also had a class that we could take to paint donuts for kids.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. 11 o'clock. So we get there, 11 o'clock. Well, it's busy. It's busy. Maria was working. Like, there was a party, there was another parent. And so Evan and I are just being very patient. And so nothing against Maria. She kept saying, like, do you need anything? I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, we're good. And my first thought, Shannon, was like, should I give him my phone? because we're sitting here with nothing to do.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I can just sit here, obviously. Right. I'm an adult. Yeah. I can sit here and just like wait. But he's like, how much longer? How much longer? How much longer? You know, and we're at 20 minutes deep. And I'm like, I'm not, Jamie, do not give him your phone. Make him sit here uncomfortable with you.
Yes.
Like, we're going to sit here and we're going to wait.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of myself. We sat there. We waited. Cheers.
Hey, mommy.
I did not give him my phone. I did nothing to distract him. I mean, we chatted. But, you know, it wasn't like, what the heck am I going to do with him while we sit here?
Yes.
Because before, it's like, I feel like we're conditioned. Like, going to a restaurant. Like, putting something. We went to, oh my gosh. Okay, Stim and Stein had their 16th birthday party, and it was like happy hour.
Yeah.
There was like a whole table, and like four kids walked in, and every single kid had like a tablet. And all the parents, I get it. Like, all the parents wanted to be there for happy hour, and all the kids needed to be quiet, kind of a thing. You know what I'm saying? And so I was just like, okay, anyway, we did it.
I'm so proud
of you. We sat in the uncomfortableness.
Teaching them, that is a skill. Like, you know, I have no judgment because we've done it. We, you know, occasionally we'll give our kids tablets or whatever when they need them, when we need them.
Right. It's basically it's for me.
But they definitely, if you use that all the time, it's hard for them to learn the skills they need to be able to be bored. To be able to be patient, to be able to, you know, it's that uncomfortableness that helps them learn those skills. And unfortunately, it's hard for mamas in the process.
I'm like, he's sitting here bored. Maria, what are we going to do? He's bored.
Help, help.
He's sitting here with nothing to do. Like, get over yourself, you know? And so anyway, we painted and it ended up being a beautiful day.
I saw your pictures. It was so fun.
And I was like, should I push my luck and try for a lunch? Because I was hungry.
Did you?
I was like, do you want to go to lunch? He was like, sure.
Wow. Big day.
Big day. No tablet, nothing. We had a combo at lunch. It was so good. Like, I just went to bed Saturday night. Like, this was such a good day. And I felt so good about my relationship with him. And, like, it just was, like, awesome.
You need to write that down.
I do.
You need to go and, like, write down this
moment. I do.
And when you're feeling not the best, like, going back to that moment.
Yes.
To remind yourself, like,
yes,
you are doing amazing. And it's hard sometimes, but, like, giving yourself credit for those good days.
Yes.
And the things you did that were hard.
Yes. Yes. So. Like, so then... Sunday, we had Aladdin tickets. My dad and stepmom, they have, like, season tickets at the for the plays and musicals at the Fun Bomb. They are out of town. So they give us Aladdin.
Fun.
Yeah, fun.
Perfect.
Super, Aladdin. Super, yeah. Like, excited. So my husband, he works all the time. He actually came home early from brunch on Sunday. And he was like, because he heard me, like, going on and on about how great my day was on Saturday. So he was a little jelly. So he was like, do you mind if I take him to Aladdin? And I was like, do I mind? I'm going to go watch Love Island in my bed for like 2 hours. Peace out. I was like, of course I don't mind. You take him to Aladdin.
Yes.
So I have to explain everything. You know, here's where you park. I mean, because my husband and you know, they just don't, God love them. They just don't know how to really do anything. And so it was like, here's where you go. Even though you've been to the Bon Bon, even though you've been to a play, like, here's where you do everything. They came back about 30 minutes later. First song. And it's like,
no.
I gotta go. So he pulled it. He pulled his thing again.
Oh, he didn't feel good.
He pulled sick. It. Like, and so Eric was like, you're gonna have to throw up here on the seat. Because we're at the point where do we play like mean?
Right.
Or do we play like we believe you? Or do we play like, what do you do? And so Eric's like, you're just kind of throw up here.
Yeah.
And then Evan started crying. And then of course that's like his, both of our triggers is like when he cries, you're like, don't cry.
Yeah.
So he left. And so of course like everybody at the restaurant, not everybody, but so many people see, like it's rare to see Eric Toe, my husband, out side of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And so like 3 or 4 people literally have said, I saw you at Aladdin running out with your son. And I was like, oh my God, like busting Eric, like totally for leaving Aladdin early.
Poor guy.
I know. He was like, my son was sick. And I'm like, right. So anyway, we're still getting there. So great for painting, not ready for Aladdin.
That's okay.
And, you know, tickets were free-ish.
Ish.
Thank you, parents. So I just wanted to share that. And again, like, really sharing that story for other moms that maybe have, like, kids that aren't really into doing things or kids. I just remember being a kid. I had no choice. I literally had no choice. Right. Like, you're going and you're staying and you don't have anything to keep yourself entertained and you have to make it work. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, okay.
Right.
And so anyway, but the good news is, we'll get into it, but I'll save it. I'll save it for spring break talk. Okay. Upcoming events. Oh, did anything happen last week for you around town?
Well, I did get my Explore Madison gift cards in the mail.
Let's talk about that. All things Madison.
That was
yay,
a big
Erica.
Thing.
I love her post when she does them.
I do too.
I always think about the one when she's like, it's time.
I do too. That was so funny.
When she did the Lion King. I think about it all the time. And I'm like, I can't ever do that TikTok because
I know,
she like killed
same.
It.
The other day I was like, I need something for the podcast. I was like, Oh wait, Erica did that. I can't
she
do that.
She did that. Yeah, I was totally thinking that same. I was like, she killed it. No one can ever do it.
Can't
again.
Do that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Same. But anyway, so earlier this week, they released the new ones for the coming up quarter. They sold out.
Killing it.
So fast, which I told her they were going to. Because, like, who doesn't want that?
I mean, it's...
Okay, so, and if you don't know, Explore Madison is something that Erica started this year in January. You were able to buy... Was it in January or December when she sold the first ones? Because the first ones came in the mail in January. So maybe
I think it was December then.
December, yeah. So anyway, you bought, you pay $30. And then the next 3 months, you receive 3 $10 gift cards in the mail every month. So you spend $30, you get $90 worth of gift cards. And the only thing is you don't know where those gift cards are going to be.
What the business
But it's going to be a local business that you're supporting in Madison that you're getting to go check out. So
it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. It's a win for the businesses. It's a win for Erica. It's a win for you as the customer. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
And in fact, I bought one for me and one for my mom for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
It was in December because that was her birthday. So yes.
Okay.
I bought that for her. Anyway, the new one came out this week and I was like, I had my alarm set. It's like, I'm not going to miss this because I knew they would sell out.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I got mine. I'm excited. And I also got the ones in the mail for March. It was happy.
Ooh, happy week. Awesome. Yeah. I love that. So, love that.
Woohoo.
Okay, upcoming events. I've been talking about this, y'all. This is going to be a workshop for kids. So workshops, I think I've coined this phrase, but I'm not going to totally say that I did. But workshops are the new happy hour.
I would agree. They're everywhere.
They are amazing, all these awesome workshops, but I want to talk about a few. One, the first one coming up, which I'm so excited about, is actually for kids. So it's this Saturday, the 11th, at my favorite, the Party Prep Co., and my other favorite, the Madison Mom.
Yes.
They are going to do a How to Catch a Leprechaun workshop, and I don't know about y'all, but I always have wanted to make one of these for my kids. I, like, see them on Pinterest and, like, TikToks about, like, how you catch the leprechaun and, like, teaching your kids about St. Patrick's Day and how fun it is. So they're going to have a workshop, and it's at 10 and 2, and you get 2 kits. So you'll make a kit, and then you could take one home for St. Patrick's Day. And if you can't attend either of the workshops, you could just get a kit to take home.
And I think she said, I saw on the Madison Moms stories today, they still had a few slots
There's
open.
A few slots left. And then there's another class too.
Okay.
There's another class still has spots.
Gotcha.
Yes. And then of course, like, if you can't, you know, if you can't attend, you can get a kit.
Pick up that stuff.
Yes.
That's going to be
so
fun.
I'm so excited. Evan's staying the whole dang time.
Right. He's not going to be sick.
He's not going to be sick. And we are prepping.
That'll be so much fun.
And it's going to be so fun, and we'll take the kit to spring break.
I love it. I'm so excited. That's going to be great.
So that is going to be this Saturday. And then Stovehouse. Did you see how cute their post was today?
It was so cute.
I love Stovehouse with all their women-owned businesses. Jinx. Love Gaslight Alley.
You're supposed to count to 10 and run away. That's what my boys do.
Oh, I just thought you just like owed you a Coke.
Well, that's what I thought too, but apparently it's different now. So every time when they say Jinx, you immediately start counting to 10 and you run away. And if the other person tags you, you're not jinxed.
Oh, I've been playing this wrong.
I know. But apparently it's changed.
Okay.
Good to know. So now I've learned, and my husband and I will even do it and be like, Jinx, and then you take off running.
I love it. So Peachtree Company is having a calligraphy workshop with Grace Lettering. Love both of those places on the 16th. So y'all sign up for that. And then, of course, the camp. I love Amanda so much, the social media director. They're having a huge St. Patrick's Day celebration on the 17th and 18th. And so things will start coming in. As soon as I try to put them on the agenda, they get sold out. So, I was going to put Noella's on, it sold out. I was going to put South and Pines, it's already sold out. So, you get on those workshops when you see them.
Yes.
People.
Just follow all the accounts, and that way you're seeing it come in as in real time.
Exactly.
Because you may not have time if you wait for the podcast.
I did sign up, it's not on here, but I did sign up for Noella's Nights. It's going to be the 29th.
So fun.
I'm so excited, where you wear PJs and we're going to watch The Proposal. And eat popcorn, and it's gonna be a girls' night, at 7:00.
And how cute was Erica in that little reel?
Erica's the cutest thing I've ever
seen.
She
is.
She's just beyond adorable. Jinx again. Okay, can we move into pop culture?
Let's go. Okay. This is my favorite subject.
Oh my gosh.
I've told Jamie so many times, this is where I'm going to fail on the podcast.
No!
I keep
on Everybody says this, y'all. And I told Tori, should I quit talking about pop culture? Because everyone's so worried about it because I'm so obsessed about
it. Hey, success is what brings you joy. This is you. You do pop culture.
Okay, y'all.
I will learn.
This week was crazy in pop culture. If everybody knows where they were on Friday, this past Friday afternoon, we found out, the world found out, Vanderpump Rules, that Tom Sandoval is having an affair with Raquel. He's been cheating on Ariana for 9 years.
I knew this the whole time, just for the record.
And they have been cheating for 6 months.
What?
And I can't. Vanderpump Rules, y'all, is the best show on Bravo. It's been on, obviously, they've been together for 9 years. It's been on for 10 years. And it's now they're almost 40. But when you started the show, it was you think they're all young 20s. Have you heard anything about this?
I've never heard of the show. I was just,
So if you go to LA, you go to Beverly Hills, it's a really famous bar, Sir Vanderpump Rules. So it's Sir is sexually unique restaurant. Okay. Sexual unique, that's the acronym.
Gotcha.
And it's basically about all these young people in LA. Now they're right. In their older.
It's transitioned a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, yes. Young 20s trying to be actors working in this restaurant, and they all are best friends.
Okay.
They're this huge best friend group, but they all cheat. They all lie. They all are doing things for their own career. And the first season, this guy cheats on his girlfriend with this girl, and they've been dating now for 9 years. And now we find out that he is now cheating on her with this other girl that's in the cast.
If they do it once, they'll do it again.
Exactly. Yes. Once a cheater, always a cheater. If this did not teach you anything, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Now you know.
I know. And so I posted all this stuff on my Instagram. And so Eric comes home and he's like, do I want to know about Tom and Ariana? And I'm like, no.
So he's in this with
I mean, he doesn't know. No.
Okay.
He doesn't watch any reality. He's all about wrestling. He's all about ESPN. He's sports. He's He's only okay. sports gotcha. Watcher. And so he saw me posting and he's trying to be like a supportive husband, right? Like, I saw that you posted about something. Is it, do you want to talk about it? And I'm like, do I?
I'm ready. Let me tell you.
You don't even understand, boo. And he's like, okay.
He opened up something. Yeah, I was like, okay.
So let's go back to 2000. And, you know, he's like, okay.
The whole story.
He's like, wait a second. So anyway, it's probably clogging up your airways. If you don't care, you don't care. But this shit is getting crazier every day. There is more drama. Everyone's doing an apology letter, apology tours. They're restarting. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So if anybody, sometimes for Sunday sharing, I'll do like a poll. And it
hold on. I'm sorry. I got to interrupt.
Yeah.
This is not the people on the show. It's in real life?
Yeah. It's people on the show in real life.
Oh, see, I thought you meant it was like scripted in the show.
No.
So this is real
life.
These are real life actors that are on the show. Got it now.
Yeah.
Sorry,
no, these are like
that
regular
connection.
People that have become famous after 10 years of being on this show.
Okay.
They have like restaurants in LA now. Like, it's insane.
Wow.
People go to LA and Las Vegas like
to
go to
this.
The restaurants
right.
to see them.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's insane.
Wow.
Insane. It was a really crazy week. And like literally I couldn't, like, it was Saturday. I was just like, besides the awesome painting, I was just like on my phone about Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. It was insane. Okay. So the other thing I want to talk about, I can't believe we're already 46 minutes in, Shannon. Okay. I had an epiphany.
Okay.
Why women love to watch serial killer documentaries.
Tell me why. Because it's definitely a thing.
Because we have to be ready and aware when you start seeing red flags from your husband getting ready to kill you. My husband is not going to kill me.
You know, because you've listened to all these.
Because I'm ready.
You're prepared.
Okay, so there's a serial killer crime documentary called Wild Crime.
I just love you. I'm sorry.
And
that was the best segue.
No, I'm like, you know, all these women are addicted to these serial killer shows,
for sure,
right?
For sure.
So I'm watching it. Telltale sign. Your husband bumps up your life insurance. Leave him. He is about to kill you. Like, what are you doing? So, literally, like, I'm so obsessed because they're in Denver, and that's where Eric and I used to live. They, like, lived in Colorado. They went to Estes Park. Like, it's one of our best dates we ever had. We went to Estes Park, and I was like, oh, my God. Did they stay in the same cabin we stayed in? Like, this is amazing. He pushes her off a mountain. And no one can prove it. No one can prove it because they were camping or they were hiking.
It was an accident.
It was an accident, right? But he did it. And, like, then you find out he killed his first wife. And, like, and I'm like, this is why women watch all this stuff. Because men will kill you for your insurance money. And so I tell Eric this, and he's like, I don't even know who has our health life insurance. Right. I don't even know who to call.
That goes back to your original point about they don't know
yeah.
all of that stuff.
He's
so.
Like, I don't even know, like, who to call. Like,
so a sign you should trust your husband, if they don't know who holds your life insurance, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good to
totally
go.
Totally good. Totally good. But that's why I came to that epiphany, is that's why we love him. That's why we love it. So are you watching anything? I'm sure you have no time. You've been doing your podcast.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot. We did watch, I'm not a big sci-fi person.
Okay.
Star Wars is not really, I've never watched all, it's not my jam.
Same.
But my boys loved Mandalorian when it
I've
came out.
I've heard this.
And we started watching it as a family. So that's like our thing. When it comes out, it's like family time. Oh yeah, we're going to watch Mandalorian. So the first episode came out this week. We watched that. And it was good.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
it was good. Evan is just getting into Harry Potter.
Okay.
So we watched like the first one, like as in like he really, I was like, oh my gosh.
That's a fun series.
Can we watch Harry Potter?
I've wondered if like, I can't remember. I know some of like the books and the stories get pretty dark.
Yeah.
So I've wanted to revisit that and see what age, because I think the first ones are, you know, good.
Yes.
But then like as they go further along, it's like,
100%.
Where does that
fall? It gets a little tricky. Because
I wanted to read to them.
Yes.
And go through the books, because I've never read the books.
So I got the kids version of the first book and I started to read it and it just was like way over.
Gotcha.
His head. He was like,
yeah, nope. Hard pass.
Okay. Let's move into mom life while we end, in tonight. I cannot believe this has been so fun.
It's been great. It's gone fast.
So the drama, the saga that is known as Evan's passport has now closed the books.
Yay. We have a passport in hand.
We have it. So, I think I know what did it. Do you want to know what did it?
What did it?
My dad told me to send them flowers.
Are you serious?
So, I talk to my dad every day. He's my best friend. And he's been on a cruise for like, I don't know, for a while. And every day we still talk on the cruise. And he knows the saga. Like, everyone in my life knows the song. Like, literally. Everyone, I'm sure. Everyone on like, listening to the podcast is like, Jamie, if you keep talking about this passport, I don't even know what I'm going to do anymore. I'm going to quit listening.
It was important.
But, like, it was crazy. So, every day I'm calling, right? Every day I'm calling. We still don't know. There was a picture problem one day. They're trying to figure out the picture problem. Like, what kind of picture problem? What do you mean there's a picture with the problem with the picture? Like, What do you mean? So I told my dad, he's like, you know what you need to do? You need to send him flowers. And I bet you that passport will be shipped out the next day.
It'll make its way to the top.
So I'm like, huh. So I Google Charleston Passport Office. Well, they don't give you like a number. They just give you like the number of the building. They just give you like the name. Mm-hmm. So it was like Hoover Avenue.
Yeah.
So, of course, I call. It's me and this girl. Like, she's like, Mrs. Toe, it's you again. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have it. You know what I mean? She's like, we know each other.
Right.
Like, I've been calling so many times. And so I'm like, I just want to make sure I have your address right. And this is your name. She's like getting quiet. And I'm like, I'm not telling on you. I'm trying to like, I just want to like give you an accommodation. And she's like, okay. So this is my name. And she was real, real hesitant to give it to me. And so I did it all. I'll be damned if that next day I get the note. It's been shipped.
Magic.
You just gotta, what's the word? Kill him with kindness.
Kill him with kindness.
Even though I was really kind every time I called.
Right.
But anyway, I got it. I don't care.
Yay.
I spent $50 on the flowers. It works.
Worth it.
Worth it. So I have it. We're going to go to spring break. I'm taking a week off next week. Not going to do the podcast. Not going to work.
Wait. Hey, mommy.
Yes. Not going to work. Not going to do the podcast. And inspired Evan because he said, well, you know what we should do? At least one day. It'll be more than one day. At least one day, no one have any social media.
Wow.
Not that Evan's on social media.
Right.
But like, he won't have a tablet. I won't have my phone. My husband won't have his phone.
Love that.
And I'm like, I love that.
It's so good. And it's a good detox too. Like,
because
you don't realize how often you catch yourself going to that.
Yeah.
It's so habitual.
TikTok can literally take an hour of my time if I wanted it.
Absolutely.
To. Like, it can just be gone.
Uh-huh. You don't realize
that. No.
So that'll be so good.
So it'll be so good. We're going to do like, so now I can finally get excited about the trip because I have his passport and we're starting to pack and we're going to book some excursions.
Yay.
And we're going to get slimed in Nickelodeon land. We're going to Nickelodeon land and we're going to have breakfast with the Ninja Turtles.
I'm jealous. Can I come?
Yes, you can. Okay, if you have a passport.
I don't think it's up to you. No.
I can't help you out, Shannon.
Dang it. And can you send them flowers for me? Maybe I can come.
You can take my appointment that I had in Atlanta as a backup for Friday. So I'm just so excited that we're all going to decompress and have a week off. And my husband,
no work for him.
The hardest worker I know, is going to have a week off from the restaurant that works his ass off. And it's just going to be beautiful. I'm so excited.
So amazing. I'm excited for you.
I'll post pictures, but I'll recap everybody when we get back.
Yes.
So what are you doing for spring break?
I am just being with my little critters.
Okay.
Like trying to focus on time with them. We have some Grogu, some little baby Yoda Chia pets that we're going to do. We'll probably do some play dates with a few friends because we're not going anywhere. We're just hanging out at home and trying to play catch up a little bit because obviously I've been working a lot.
Yeah.
So trying to get things caught back up. And then actually at the end of spring break, my husband's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day on Friday. So we will be celebrating him. And as a birthday celebration, he wanted to finish our bedroom. We did a full renovation in our house. I know this is crazy, but we did a full renovation in our house. And the one thing we did not finish was our bedroom. And it's still got boxes and, you know, we still so much to go through and we just haven't gotten to it. So I've been trying to chip away, like keeping that mentality of a little bit every day.
Yeah.
It'll get better. So that is what we are doing this weekend, you know, that weekend is focusing on the room. We're going to paint, we're going to lay the flooring in there. We're going to decorate, do all the things.
Do you do like fun, like St. Patrick's Day stuff for his birthday?
I have in the past.
Okay.
But I feel like this many years of green and
you're done.
I think he's probably done. You know, I haven't asked specifically,
I wonder
but like
how a St. Patrick's Day baby feels, yeah. Actually. I have two friends
just
that
forced.
Have it. Yeah.
It's
you're like, really? This is how I have to celebrate my birthday
every year. But you know, he's a good sport about it. He doesn't care either way.
That's good.
But you know, I try to not always do green.
Well, that's good. I forgot what I was going to say. Evan just made an appearance, so it like totally distracted me.
Just grinning his jumpsuit.
And don't forget, we have to spring forward.
Yes.
On Sunday, so
yes.
That's going to be fun.
Hallelujah.
Any mama tips?
Start today.
Okay.
Changing your clock, like a few minutes different, so that your kids are start. Because that's the hardest part with kids is like they don't know the time.
They have no
changed.
Idea.
So if you start today, when you hear this, you know, have them go to bed a little bit differently every night, and just add on until you get there, and hopefully that'll help.
That's good. Very good tip. Okay, so tell everybody where they can find you, Shannon.
Sure. You can find me. I hang out mostly on Instagram.
Okay.
My handle for my habit stuff is @_ShannonCaruthers_. And Caruthers, just so you know, is like car and others, those two words put together. Spelling can be tricky.
Love that analogy.
Yes.
Good.
And then also @SuccessfulMamaPodcast is the handle specifically for the podcast. I don't do Facebook a lot, but I did just create a Successful Mama Podcast Facebook page because I know I've got a lot of friends and family who are not on Instagram, so I wanted to have that option for them. So you can follow there too, and the website is ShannonCaruthers.com or SuccessfulMamaPodcast.com. Both will get you there.
You're amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like we've been planning this for a long time.
We have.
And I can't believe it's here. And I'm just so proud of you and so excited for your future.
Thank you.
And
right back at you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you and all you've done.
Thank you.
You've been so inspired. I was like, honestly, you're part of the reason I set my date for my podcast. Because I think I was putting it off. And I was like, okay, I got to give Jamie a date. Like we got to know when this is going to be. And so you helped with that. Like, okay, it's time. It's time to go. So,
good.
But I'm so proud of you and all you've done.
Thank you.
Just, it's amazing.
I love you.
I love you too.
Cheers, girl.
Cheers.
Hey, so mommy. Fun. Hey, mommy. So thanks y'all. And we will talk in 2 weeks. Okay. Have a great spring break.
Have fun on your trip.
Thank you. Talk to y'all soon.
Bye. Everyone.